We pray. Lord Jesus, as we walk in your footsteps this Holy Week, help us to do so with a pure heart. Amen. Among the Greeks, the word Makarios was used to describe those people who had risen to an enviable position in life. For them, one's status was measured in terms of money, or power, or prestige, or fame. The rich and powerful were considered to be Makarios, blessed. And then the Lord Jesus came along and turned this term on its head. He says that the Makarioi, and that's the plural of Makarios, are those who are poor and sad and meek and merciful. These are the ones who have achieved an enviable position before God. Today we hear about one more characteristic of the Makarioi. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Once again, Jesus turns the world view on its head. Purity of heart may be outwardly praised by the world. However, they show what they really desire by what they practice. Those of you who are enrolling in a university next year are going to see some of this. You will fully expect to see sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. You don't have to go to university. The internet, TV, movies, magazines, books all show us that the impure lifestyle is what is in demand. Even when you think you're safely watching a G-rated movie, along comes a commercial suddenly appealing to impurity of living. Now, where do you rank yourself on the purity scale? If you look at yourself through the lens of the law of God, of course you're going to see impurities abounding in a frightening way. And your heart will condemn you. But, dear children of God, if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and He knows all things. He knows all the sin, every sin that you have ever committed. And this is the same God who says, "The blood of Jesus Christ, my Son, cleanses you of all your sins." God is greater than our hearts. And He does not condemn us. Looking through the lens of this gospel, we see that our hearts have been purified in the blood of Christ. So we are the pure in heart. But why do sins keep arising in our lives so easily and so frequently if we are pure in heart? You know the reason. It's that constant tension between the old Adam and the new man. The old Adam bent on hate. The new man committed to love. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things that you want to do. However, The voice that condemns us because of our sins, our failures, is repeatedly put to silence by this gospel. Your sins are forgiven. It's one of the reasons why we hear it Sunday after Sunday. Why we confess our sins Sunday after Sunday, to silence the accusing voice. The blood of Jesus Christ is a constant, ongoing cleansing agent embedded in our hearts. The gospel message is the power of God that keeps that cleansing agent alive and active, maintaining that purity of heart. Not only does it cleanse us from deeds of hate, but it also activates us to deeds of love. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? So blessed are the pure in heart. We are the Makarioi. God has brought us to this most exalted status. We stand in this world as a reflection of God himself. For he is pure in every way. Therefore, his children are pure in heart and show their purity in the way they live their lives. And by this, I do not mean that that we are perfect in our actions. I mean that we not only strive to do what is good and right, but also that we glorify God when we publicly own up to our own failures and praise Jesus for his forgiveness. Then we move on in this purity of heart, once again cleansed, serving God, repenting of sin, rejoicing in forgiveness. In the end, if there is anything that demonstrates Makarios, it's the outcome. What if you're rich, but the economy collapses? What if you are powerful, but somebody assassinates you? What if you are famous, but the cause of your fame is taken away? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The guaranteed outcome for the pure in heart, you will see God. You will stand on that crystal clear courtyard before the throne of the Almighty and gaze upon the wondrous glory of our God, and it won't kill you. Instead, it will thrill you, and you will even be able to share in that glory. Beloved, now we are children of God. And it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And we sing of this in the hymn that's printed out for you.